I gave this very general title, but so Enrique Sáenz. Yes, my shoulder is not so good, but I will try to write a bigger. But this is just title. Let me. So this is original title, but my purpose is twofold. So I want to continue Ohashi's talk yesterday also. Finance groups. And machine group. So this is second part. So my first goal is to construct rapid cyclic construction of an NDK surface S with massive semi symplectic action of the following three groups. So first one is alternating group of degree 6, the second one symmetric group of degree 5, and this group, so this is normalizer thank you for your invitation. For my invitation, sorry. I forgot to say. I am enjoying Toronto very. Pardon me?
Why is it related to
GA? No. I just remember. I forgot to say. Acknowledge it. So, normalizer of three Schirra groups of S6. So these are all contained in S6. And so the construction of action on NDK science. So we have five groups, or five maximal groups of semi-symplectic, massive semi-symplectic automorphisms. And yesterday, Ohashi-san explained the action of two other groups. And he wrote explicit equation of action on of these two groups on cyclic NDK surface. But for these groups, we cannot give such explicit equations, unfortunately. So, but these we can construct lax theoretically. So this is my goal of this lecture. So in order to do to explain, I have to debut the lattice theoretic construction of simple action of case surface. So, is it open? No. This is opposite. So first this one and this one. So, still wrong?
There is a clip.
I see. That
should help.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So, that is theoretic construction of big group actions on K3. Or more precisely, big group symplectic action. And I want to explain how to modify or how to define this argument in our NDKS case. So there are 11 maximal groups of symplectic automorphism group. K3. So I list, so this is the Klein group and A6, S5, M20. I did not this group by F384 because this act on Fermat quartet and A44. T192 and FAT, and the final one is this group. There are 11 maximal subgroups, 11 maximal groups of symplectic automorphism casing surfaces, and this acts on, and how one can show this group can act on K3 by using Dutty's theory or by using Tolley's theorem. So proposition, it is enough to find, so let us to find good lattice, which I call G lattice of Leech type, which has primitive embedding, into K3 lattice. So this is second cohomology group of K3 surface. And what is this notion of Leech type? So this is, I think, due to Nikulin. So even negative definite lattice L is of, so definite G lattice is of Leech type. So there are two conditions. The first one is G acts trivially on the discriminant group. This is the first condition. And the second condition is this L does not contain minus two vectors. Even negative definite, And proof of proposition is rather easy if you have basic knowledge. Pardon me? But maybe it's not necessary. Please. Of course, we can add the condition, to avoid redundancy. But so let's embed this G equivariant G lattice of Leech type into K3. So primitive embedding. So I'm proving this statement. Then L summation of L and orthogonal complement is of finite index. Sublattice. In other words, K3 lattice is over lattice of this direct sum. Then G action of L, I think this argument already appeared in Kondo's lecture. So G action of L extends to that on K3 lattice in such a way that G acts trivially. On complement. So just to define G action here, trivial one, and then by this definition, you can extend action here to here. Then just apply surjectivity. Of period map, there exists K3 surface, which I denote X. Such that whose second cohomology group, so type 1-1 part, contains this L. L tensor C. You can define the Hodge structure suitably so that this. Then by Torelli, by the second condition 2, and Torelli, G acts on X. Very, very rough, but this is the outline of proof. And by, since H02 of S is contained, this implies G phrase S. Ah, thank you. X is X. So I usually denote K3 by X and S by NKS. But my hand sometimes like the opposite. Pardon me? Equality. I'm sorry. Just a moment. Something wrong. I need equality? No. Yeah. You can enlarge it. I think this is okay. So this is H2 omega 0. This is opposite. Action. Simple. So this is a basic argument to show of lattice relative construction. So the problem is reduced to the following. So how to find such G lattice of each type. And here, massive group appears. So every group, each of these 11 group is embedded. So each G has embedding into M massive group M23. Well, this is embedding in M24 so that G fixes at least one point. And this G decomposes so such that G decomposes omega. So omega is the operator domain of this M24 into exactly 5 orbits. using this fact, we can construct G lattice of each type. So how things go? So G acts on G module of rank 24 with basis EI, E1 from E24. And so it acts also on this Z module with coefficient half integers. And in between, there exist suitable lattice, which is, has both in the indices 2 to 12 and 2 to 12. And this N is Niemeyer lattice. So this E1.E24 is orthogonal basis with all lengths are minus 2. And so I can consider G invariant sublattice or sublattice of G invariant, and I can also define N sub G, which is orthogonal complement of invariant sublattice in Niemeyer lattice. Then this sublattice N sub G is just what we want. So, N is G lattice of this type. And this is easy, or some exercise. And secondary, N sub G. N sub G has a primitive embedding into K3 lattice. This I need some computation. So what kind of computation? So this is rank 5 by this condition. And since N is rank 24, I'm sorry, rank of N is 24, this is rank 19. And this is signature 3 plus 19 minus. So the computation which we should do is find rank 3 positive definite. That is whose discriminant group is isomorphic to that of NG. And whose discriminant form is negative of Q energy. And in these 11 cases, there is such rank 3 lattice. So this is a quick review of lattice theoretic construction of simplex action on K3 surface. I want to give some remarks here. Sorry, Mark. So G decomposes omega into five orbits. Yes. And this depth LIB is the length of these orbits. Then, by this construction, our G lattice of Ricci type contains five copies of A types, lattice of A types. So, more precisely, L1 minus 1. Because so if this omega 1 consists of E1 dot 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 EL1, then NG contains summation. And if you take an orthogonal complement of this vector, then you get this lattice. This is almost by definition a type. And this lattice I denote by R, and I call this root. Root sublattice. This will give some load in data. Thank you. So I use not Ricci, but new mega lattice. Thank you. So let's go to main part. So that is the construction of a big group action on NDKS. So let me abbreviate. So Mashu semi-symplectic. So now I choose three. Do I have a color choke? This one, and this one. Yes. Then these three groups have much semi-symplectic action on NDK surface, not only K3 but also action on NDK surface. So our task is refine this argument to show these three groups. So these three groups is this one. Acts on NDK surface. So idea is we try to make this argument z over 2 equivariant. So basic idea is in these three cases, for these three groups, so these three groups, G, is not only contained in M24, but this is contained in M12, which was explained by Ohasan yesterday. So this G preserves decomposition of omega into two special octets. Pardon me? Thank you. Special dodecads, yes. So special dodecads means these both omega plus minus belong to Golay cause, which is a 12-dimensional subspace of this. Yes. And the idea is we define action here plus one and here minus one. And this G to action. And then, in these three cases, G action is compatible with this Z over 2 action, and we will get NK surface. But we need some care. So, let G be here each shadow M24 and assume the following. So G preserves omega plus and omega minus. And secondly, G decomposes omega plus into three orbits, and G decomposes omega minus into two orbits, and these are satisfied by the three groups. Yes, and I need some extra condition. And in order to state the condition, I need some lattice. So first one is the usual one. So NDK's lattice, which is second cohomology group, so free part of second cohomology group with intersection product. And this is even unimodular lattice of signature 1-9. And this is asymmetric to U plus E8, or this is U plus E10. And this is the usual root system. And another lattice I use, which is a twisted NDK's lattice. And this is twisted cohomology, which I will soon explain, which will be second part of my lecture. And this is odd lattice of signature 210. So more precisely, this is of this form. The extra condition which I need is the following. So proposition So assume further that the condition 4 plus and 4 minus. So R plus. So this is root sublattice of LG. And this decomposes to two parts, R plus and R minus, by this decomposition. And assume R plus has a primitive embedding into NDK lattice, and also R minus has primitive embedding in twisted NDK lattice. Then the involution defined, this involution is realized by an involution, so fixed point involution epsilon of xg. So xg is just so k3 algebraic k3 obtained by lattice construction. And quotient of this K3 by involution is what we want. Namely, SG has Machiav semi-symplectic action on group G. And for these three groups, these S6, S5, subscribe. 1, 2, 3, 4 plus minus, and we get our goal. So I like some numerical data for these three groups. So we have three groups, A6, S5, this one, L1, L3. So this is length of three orbits in omega plus. In this case, 1, 1, 10. 1, 5, 6, 1, 9, and L4, L5, which is the length of two orbits in omega minus, 6, 6, and here 2, 10, and R plus, so positive part of root sublattice is here, A9, A4, plus A5, and R minus is A5 plus A5, A1 plus A4, A5 plus A5, here I go to D, Okay, so we have to check two conditions further. So 4 plus and 4 minus. And 4 minus, 4 plus is easy to check. Yes. Thank you. A1 plus A9. Thank you. Yes. So I. Yes. So in the A6 case, we have to embed this one into H2 of Endicott's lattice, which is E10. But it is easy. Just eliminate this one, then you get A9. And you can find the answer by yourself. But let me explain. In the case, S5 case, A4 plus A5. So just eliminate this case. And in the third case, eliminate this one. What is the last column? I will complete. So where D is degree of invariant minimal invariant polarization. So this is just, so in this case, consider A9 pop, then this is generated by one element, and what is the length? Length is just 10. And here we have 20. Here we have 1. No. 20. Something wrong. 30, thank you. And here, 18. So this is just length of primitive vector in R plus pop. Now this is equal to L1, L2, L3. Just product. And our guess is minimal G invariant degree. So this is the reason why we didn't succeed to find the equation. So, for example, in the case of A6, you have to find Endicott surface S10 in P4, and in this case, S13 in P, I don't know, 15, 14, S18 in P8, or something like that. This is, it's not so easy, at least for us, to find a system of equations of Endicott surface, which has the action of, in this case, S6, in this case, S5, in this case. Yes. So only that is theoretic proof works. Completed? No, no, not at all, not at all. Oh, P5. I'm sorry. Thank you. S9. Okay. So, similar remarks. So the NDK surface which I get in S5 case, this is NDK of Fano condor or condor type 7. And this was found before us. And both semi-simplicity, semi-symplectiqueness, and both Mashu property are both, these are obvious from construction. This just follows the simple principle. We started from simple reduction case surfaces. And this is, we defined the Mashu so that this becomes a Mashu action. We take cases, so Mashu means, so this is same character as M12. But this is obvious. Okay, so I still have 20 minutes or so, so I will explain what. I postponed something. What I postponed. this one. So new section is so twisted homology or cohomology of NDKs, and that is tight. So I want to explain. No, not this one. I'm sorry. This one. Sorry. Everyone knows this. not this one. This one. Yes. So both K3 and Abelian are two-dimensional analog of elliptic curve. But in my opinion, NDK is also, and this is also opinion of Yoshikawa-san, who gave a talk yesterday. So this is one-dimensional, and this is two-dimensional. And my opinion now is NDK has equal importance as K3. This is not a subset, but NDK is rather equal. But just my this may be prejudice, since I'm working very hard now, so this is a little unbalanced. Anyway, yes, let me explain what is this blue one. So K3 surface is, so anyone knows, and this is explained many times, this is self-mirror. And the self-mirror is explained by the fact that omega x is isomorphic to Tx. This is Kx. And so, this single cohomology, or single Hodge structure, this Hodge structure both cares this one and this one. In other words, this cares both cycles or divisors and deformations. So let's go to NDK's case. So for NDK's, so S is quotient of K3 by fixed point free involution. So mirror of S is S, but we have to be careful. So maybe correct statement would be SZ, S with constant shift, we is, pardon me? Oh, thank you for you. Yes, I have. Yes. I forgot the rule. Sorry. Game of rule. Okay. So I can use this blackboard. Fresh one. So for NDKs, yes, so mirror dual, what is mirror dual? So S and S, but more precisely, the pair SZ is mirror to SZS omega. So this is the twist. And here, ZS omega is a local system. Coming from associated with representation of pi 1, which is isomorphic to group plus minus 1, which is GL 1. Here I have X and S, pi, and let's consider pi pullback of ZX. This is a rank 2 local system, and this has exact sequence ZS and ZS omega, or oppositely, this has also this exact sequence. And by using these exact sequence, you can show H2 of SDS omega is free module of rank 12. And this has Hodge structure of weight 2, H20. So this part is H1 of omega S tensor Z omega, and this is H1 omega S tensor C omega omega 2S, and this is H1 tangent of 1. So this is considered infinitesimal. And this one is similarly H0 omega S tensor OS GS omega, and this is. So this is the space of twisted holomorphic twofold. So PG is zero, but the PG twisted one is one. And so this Hodge number is 1, 10, 1. So Hodge diamond of this local system is 1, 10, 1, and we have all zero. This is Hodge diamond for GS omega, and the usual one is this one, 1, 10, 1, and this is mirror dual. And if you take sum, then you get K3 diamond. This appeared already many times. And this Hodge structure also has natural polarization coming from this one, this induced and by this inner product, this 82 of S, GS omega, it becomes a lattice, and this is isomorphic to 1, 2, 10. So, all the individual lattice. And I denote this one by lambda. Twisted Endic status. And this should play same role as K3 lattice. Play same role with respect to deformation. Or moduli. So, the typical one is Torelli theorem. Two Endic surface is isomorphic if and only two Hodge structure is isomorphic to as polarized Hodge structure. So in more concrete terms, so let alpha 1 to alpha 10 be, so this is basis, Z basis of twisted cycles, and take non-zero twisted two form. And if you consider integration, then this belongs to D10. So this is called the period of S. This is bounded. Symmetric domain of type 4. And the corollary, yes. Type 4. Yes. And the corollary is moduli of n-degree surface is described using P of this is 10 times. Yes. This was independently found by Alcock before this kind of consideration. I forgot. I so this is injective. And this is almost subjective. And this image is a complement of divisors, and divisors correspond to minus one vector in 2, 10, yeah. Klaus, are you satisfied? Yeah, okay. Okay, so I just give you some examples of. I'm sorry, I have to need some words also. Okay, so tangential family of n-degree surface is too much, so I consider some analog of lattice polarization for indicates of KC surfaces to indicates. So let M be negative definite lattice, which is not necessarily even. Of rank between 0 and 10. Then, and moreover, M does not assume M does not contain minus 1 vector. Then you can consider n-degree surface of type N. So n-degree surface is of type N. If H11 of SGS omega, which is also denoted by two sheets Picard group, and this is kernel of natural push forward. This is covering carefully. This is NDS. This contains N as primitive. Then, if you consider only M polarized NDK surface, then its number of moduli is 10 minus R. So for a bigger R, we have possibility to write down NDKs explicitly. Oh, I think so, but I haven't proved in full reality. Yeah, more or less similar, same, but I need some I haven't yet proved that, yes, yeah, but I hope it. But anyway, yeah, idea is due to Nikuri. Yes, that's true. So, can I use the book? So I give some only sample results or sample example of that polarized indicator surface. Yes. Yes. So this S2 is covering K3. This is pipe push board. Yeah, push board. Yes. So in my first part of lecture, I gave three NDK surfaces. Those are maximal the maximal case, R equals 10. So M is A5 plus A5, and M pop is, and these are NDKs. So this is NDK. This has massive semi-simple elliptic action of A6 or 3. And so number of moduli is 0. So this is digital case or singular case in Schroeder's terminology. And the remaining one is this case. In this case, and this has massive semi-simple action of S5, or this is Condor's type 7. So how the example of rank 9 case? In the case E8 plus A1, this is studied by Dolgachev and Bartopitas. And that's B9. These are I'm sorry, and there are also Condor's type 3 to 6, and these are all NDKs with automorphism group is finite. And this one has number of moduli 1, so moduli is similar curve. And how in this case, rank 8 case, the most interesting one is type E8 case. In this case, orthogonal complement is this lattice. And this is characterized by the property by cohomologically trivial involution sigma, so sigma acts trivially. And there are similar examples, but I used my time up, so I finish here. Thank you for your attention. Yes.
The Torelli theorem,
yes,
about two Enrici surfaces,
mm-hmm,
are isomorphic,
yes,
to
odd
structures.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that extend to morphism?
In order to extend morphism, I think we have to be careful about minus one vector or minus two vector. Yeah. So, or we have to add the condition the map preserves a Kehler cone. Yeah. We need some condition, extra condition. Yeah, yeah. But I have to use such a stronger Torelli theorem in my proof. This is odd lattice. So I consider M. Oh, thank you. So this is. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this is the plus, yes. No.
Where can I learn about the background of some of these modulites that you were making about these Enrique surfaces? Is there a good exposition of this somewhere?
I think Enrique is not so well explained in literature.
Yeah.
For case you can find many, but no good expository.
I wanted to ask you, there was a talk yesterday related to this. So there were the two realizations related to the two Lyapunov realizations as a computer intersection of two quadrics or double quadrics.
Uh-huh,
on one hand, there was the intersection of three quadrics.
Yes.
Q1 intersect Q2 intersect Q3, I guess in P5, right?
Yes, that's the expression of the case of the
grade. And the other case was the sextet double cover, right?
Yeah.
So uh-huh. And specifically with six lines, right? So
Yes.
Okay. So what I wanted to clarify is what is the, I mean, so this gave you a 10-dimensional locus.
Oh, yeah.
This gave you a 4-dimensional
locus.
What is the polarization of the Enrique?
You are confusing us very much, I think, yeah.
So
what is the question?
These are K3 surfaces.
Yeah, this is explained, this has full module.